On the phone right now, we've got P-Diggs all the way from Cadrona.
How do you do?
Kia ora, mate. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm chilling. Chilling. Just had a nice day up in the hills. Spring conditions. Been awesome. So, yeah, just down in the studio now, just can have a bit of a mix and then go get a beer across the road.
Rad. You guys have been keeping pretty busy with Shapeshifter and the Peacekeepers at the moment, right? Are you working on a Shapeshifter track at present or Peacekeepers?
Yeah. No, it's been, well, you know, the year that was, 2020, with all the lockdowns and shutdowns, it was a good time to just get busy with music. So with Shapeshifter, we've just been smashing out the new album. And we're pretty close, only a couple more sessions. And got a couple of videos already ready to go get firing by New Year's. Peacekeepers have been, like that song that we just released, Top Thing, that's been in the, it's been in the mix for about a year and a half, almost 2 years. Just some ideas we did through the years, and Sam's finally just got it to a position where we're like, yeah, let's release it.
Have you been working with Tiki Tane on both the Peacekeepers and the Shapeshifter stuff? Is he like your sort of engineer?
Yeah, for sure. So obviously with the Peacekeepers, we wrote the lyrics and the tune together, and he also helped out with production facilities at his studio for Shapeshifter. So we went down there. He's got a beautiful home studio, man, and it's a real awesome vibe there. And yeah, he's got heaps of really nice toys there to like make it sound wicked. Yeah, so it's one of those friendships that you're like, it's just, you know, after knowing him for so long, and it's just impressive seeing the studio that he's got now. It's like, well done, well deserved.
Right now,
let us stand, please.
We had Sam in the studio a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying that for the most recent Shapeshifter stuff you've done, you've all actually got together in one room, and he said that was a massive help for writing the songs this time around.
Yeah, well, it made it go real quick, because, you know, for a while we were just doing the whole, you know, past couple of years, we would get together and then we'll make ideas, and then we'll send them back and forth through the interwebular action. And then these ones were just a bit more consolidating, you know, hanging out in the same room for like 3 to 4 days every couple of weeks. And what we did was just, past year and a half, was just wrote tunes that we liked without worrying about an album, without it being constructed going like, the song has to be on the album. We were just making tunes that we thought were dope at the time, you know, just going all over the show. And then we just narrowed it down to going, yeah, that could be on the album. And then, so now we've got about, far out, I think about 11, 12 songs, not too far away from being completed. And we're just like, yeah.
And so you should just think about where you place them in an album now, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly that where, you know, at the moment it's a few tightening of bolts and a few, you know, adjustments here and there, working on some levels, and then it's kind of like some songs have already decided where they will go with each other, and now it's just, you know, like, that's kind of half the fun of when you write an album as well, like getting in order the playlist. And then we've got five of those new tunes in our live set now for Shapeshifter, and so we've tested them out as well, and that's like, yeah, they feel pretty good. So.
Sweet.
Is road testing and live testing them part of the decision as to what makes the album?
Well, yeah, it has a big part, but then again, sometimes, especially with Shapeshifter, through the years of us playing together, it's 21 years, mate. But I know, it's pretty crazy.
Do a yada, you guys.
Yada's all around.
Little now. Scrumpy hands.
Yeah.
No.
21 dots. Yeah. Referendum coming up, boys.
Yeah, so through the years, we've had songs that just we only play live that have never made it on album.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and there's a lot on albums that have never made it live.
Interesting.
Just because the transition sometimes is a bit... Some work and some don't. And some are naturally like, shit, that's all the way live.
Mm.
So, yeah, it really depends on... yeah, it's real democratic with the band too. We all right, hands up for yay.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Hands up for nay, you know, so it's all like... It's pretty cool too, and it's like, that's what we found over the past year and a half writing music. It's just been real fun because we've been, you know, just jamming up music, being straight up with each other, not getting too offended if anyone says, shit, man, that's weird, you know.
You got to be able to say that, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, and then it makes it flow real good, and, you know, we hang out and we'll spend all day just making music, get a nice feed, finish the night off, then repeat for like 3 to 4 days, then go away for a week and a half, do our own things, and then come back with a little bit of, you know, a bit of time spent on some of those tunes, and then we don't, you know, go for it, like, the next session and try, like, yeah... We've been going through quite a few versions lately, but it's pretty close.
How do you decide what's going to be Peacekeepers and what's going to be Shapeshifter?
Oh, good call, good call. We were just talking about that the other day. Well, really, it's just somewhat obvious Shapeshifter, and that's why we started Peacekeepers, so that we could...
the ones that the fans, the Shapeshifter fans wouldn't like, you have something else.
Yeah, not just the bands, just also... the entity, the body that it is, that, you know, because we've created, and some are just obviously just too weird
right.
and too crazy. Yeah. Like, and that's what's really cool about doing the Peacekeepers. It's allowed us to branch out. And this weekend and Saturday, we're doing the official after party at the Hyde Club in Christchurch, and we'll be testing out some of the remixes and versions for Peacekeepers of some Shapeshifter stuff too. So, should be fun.
Man.
So, yeah, we've got a couple of sick remixes of the tune Hot Thing as well. Got an amazing remix by Tijuana, that young brother Tijuana. Holy shit, it's fire.
Yeah,
you know, when you get a remix that makes you go, oh my god, it's like was better than the original.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the way. That's the way.
Yeah, I love that shit.
We've got the original right in front of us, Tiki Tane on the vocals.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the track in general?
Oh, yeah, the tune is pretty much, it's...
You said it's been sitting around for a while, just kind of chipping away at it?
Yeah, well, the ideas just came across, and we were just chilling out one time, and it was just talking about our journeys and connection with the rave scene and how it's kind of shaped us as artists and given a bit of respect to the old school jungle days when we would get sent tapes from overseas, from London, and that... of jungle music for the first time in the 90s when we first were like, what the hell is that? You know, so it's just, it's a kind of an ode to the culture and just a shout out. Hell yeah, we're still here. And thank you.
Rad. So Shapeshifter in Auckland on Friday night.
And fucking Town Hall, isn't it?
Town Hall, yeah, Town Hall.
Yeah, nice little one. Nice little one.
Yeah, small show.
After 8 months, hey, we were like, holy shit, like last week.
Straight
we
to the rehearsals. Top.
Yeah, we had rehearsals all last week, and we're like, oh, God, I wish we remember how to be professional.
Where do you guys rehearse?
Oh, we rehearsed in, we've got a little, our sound guy, one of our monitor guys, got an awesome warehouse
right
set up, and it's all like got the drums and everything, just bang out as loud as we want.
Great.
Yeah, it's pretty epic,
and you can kind of leave it set up.
Leave it all set up.
That's perfect.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we'll sit and marinate and see whether or not we needed a Friday. We didn't really, so
cool.
But it was good to get back on the horse, man.
Right on. I think everyone will be frothing for the Town Hall show, no doubt.
Yeah, we're going to smash it. It's always like a, you know, it makes you step up when you play in those beautiful venues. So we've got a shit hot PA. Everyone's all firing. A whole bunch of brand new stuff with a mix and blend of some of the classics. Two nights in a row, Christchurch, Town Hall, Auckland Town Hall.
Down
Peacekeepers after party.
Rad.
Hyde Club. Oh yeah.
Nice one. Hey, thanks, P Diggs, for stopping in, and we'll give this Peacekeepers Hot Thing featuring Tiki Tane a spin right now.
A pleasure. Bump it out.
Yeah. Cheers, brother.
Yeah. All right, take care, brothers.